Hey Quan, it's Pete from Cardiff. How you doing?
Not bad. How's it going?
Not bad, not bad. You still sleeping, man? I can call you back later.
No, I'm good. Good. What's going on?
Yeah, so I got some feedback from underwriting yesterday, just towards the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So for that piece, I don't think we're going to be able to issue an approval. If you want to try something a little bit cheaper for you. It's mostly a cash. No, just because it's mostly a cash flow. You just told me it's declined. I'm saying like secondary, we can try and do something a little bit smaller, but they just told me it's like, yeah, that's not going to work flat out.
Okay. Why did they just wouldn't give you an amount? I mean,
I don't know. We apply for specific pieces, but you said just it was mostly a credit issue. I think you're at a 612, and then combined with the bank accounts, and we're like, it's big enough that we'd like to see. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I can try and resubmit you for maybe like something like half of that amount as a secondary option for you. I just got feedback from them saying, yeah, we're not going to be able to do anything here.
Right. Well, I have this other company that just sent me one, and it's, I think they said it's like 25.3, and it's So, I mean, we could try to submit that one.
See. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we're already here. I mean, that's just like the only other, option that I see that we can go right now is maybe just doing a smaller piece for probably about half of that amount. But, just the feedback I got from them, they said they're not really going to be able to do much. So that's what I can do on my end to try, because we already got this far. I want to do as much as I can for you, Quan, here and, make this work. But, if it can, it can't. But, I really do want to try here.
All right. Well, I'll shoot the invoice to you. I already had it. I mean, he called me yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, I'll send the... And I'll shoot it over to you now.
Yeah, we'll see if you can get that. Because, without having, like, I remember now that you really didn't have I didn't really have bank statements. You had the Square thing. You didn't put too much into the business on paper. It just makes it more predicated towards credit score. And I think you came in at a 612. So, I think maybe...
Did I use Experian?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that when I went through Discover and I said my FICO score was 637. But
so, I know when I use my Wells Fargo one, it always tells me something a little bit different than when I actually get my credit pulled. Because Wells Fargo provides that same kind of service where they give you FICO once a month. A lot of people are doing that now. Yeah, so that's basically where we're at. I just want to kind of give you a update here, and see what your options are. If you want to try something, we can do that. If not, I mean, we could always try again another time a year. See if you can get your credit up a little bit. But that's where it's really like, if you don't have the big bank statements lined up, and you're basically just going off a quote and credit. It's a lot harder, It's like kind of applying for a car.
Yeah, but cars are easy, man.
Yeah,
I just bought a $72,000 truck,
Yeah, I mean, did you shop around? Did they ding your credit a bunch of times? No, or?
I mean, I got a 3.99. That Navy Fed.
Hmm.
I mean, that's what I think.
Well, Navy Fed's great, though. They're like... You active duty or not active, but where do you have any family like that?
Nah, I'm not military at all.
Really?
But, nah. Nope. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to shoot it over, man.
Shoot that over thing, dude. I want to do what I can do here for you. I know I told you we'd try here and do the bigger one first, see if that can work. I know the underwritings, you know, they're pretty, it's pretty tough with equipment with no banks, right. But we'll try and get it done, man. You know, worst case scenario, you know, it doesn't work and we'll try again in a couple months, or, you know, I can point you in another direction, another company here.
Do you have another company you think would work?
I mean, not off the top of my head. I can just ask, like, around some people that have been in the equipment game longer. I deal with more of the capital side of things just because, like, when I came into the industry, that was, like, really booming because that's just been around since 2008. So, but equipment financing, you know, that's been around for decades. So there are other people in my office that are a little bit more nuanced than that. So I can say, like, hey, look, I got this guy, like, really couldn't get, not horrible credit scores, just couldn't get him approved without his bank statements. But yeah, just send me what you got now, Quan. We'll see what we can do.
All right, I'll do that. Thanks.
All right, thanks, man. Bye.
Bye.